yesterday we were talking about inner strength, and I know it's something that we all possess, but very few of us know how to use. And in my experience as caring for someone with anorexia, my life was full of a multitude of stresses and anxieties that, without that inner strength, I wouldn't have been able to perform, to deal with. So I'd like to raise awareness of a tool that we need to be able to develop to use that inner strength, and that's mindfulness. And I'm a real advocate. And it's a practice that's been widely used by businesses and education and the health service. So I know it's not just for little individuals, it's for everybody. And through mindfulness, it's basically being aware of yourself in the present moment. Yes, I know it may sound strange to some people, but if we learn how to pay attention to ourselves, that very moment we're living on purpose, we'll do a lot better in life. What we're able to do through mindfulness is learn how to slow down or even stop that annoying brain chatter that we have. Lots of different questions running through our heads. We're able to control that. And through mindfulness, we're able to learn how to worry less about the future. We're able to learn to let go of our past. And we begin to cope more effectively with whatever life decides to throw at us. Mindfulness has really been my saviour. It's given me a great new lease of life. And although it hasn't eliminated my life's pressures, it's certainly given me a better quality of life. I truly, truly advocate it.